Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 20, we've been slowly, I don't know how many weeks, many weeks, at least 40 weeks, we've been going through the book of Revelation. And we've come to the part now in Revelation chapter number 20, something called the millennial reign of Christ. Just so you catch up on a timeline, a tribulation has taken place. The 7-year, Daniel's 70th week has taken place. The tribulation period has taken place. We looked last week at Revelation 19, the battle of Armageddon. And at the end of the battle of Armageddon, we found out the Antichrist and the false prophet were taken. They came against Jerusalem and they were going to ransack Jerusalem, so to speak, try to defeat Jerusalem. But Jesus comes in his revelation. And by the way, Jesus always comes at the right time. Amen. He's never a moment too early, never a moment too late. And just when the Antichrist and the false prophet were there, millions of army that was gathered against Jerusalem, you know, see that great valley of Jehoshaphat, we looked at that last week, Megiddo, all that. Just about when they were about to overrun Jerusalem, Jesus Christ comes and he takes the false prophet and the Antichrist and he throws them into the lake of fire. Remember, we talked about that and we'll look about that a little bit maybe today. Probably not, I won't get that far. But they circumvent a place called hell. Today, all unbelievers are in a place of hell. It's a literal place. I believe it's in the underworld that we're on this earth. But again, just a point of reference, the Antichrist and the false prophet, they will not stand at the great white throne judgment. They've already would have been judged. They will already be in the lake of fire, and they will be the first inhabitants ever of the lake of fire. And so that takes place. Then we get to Revelation chapter number 20. Let me read the first 7 verses, and we'll see how far we go with this morning. We're looking at the millennial reign of Christ, and while you're reading, I want you to notice that 1,000 years is mentioned for the first time in Scripture, in this passage of Scripture. It's mentioned in verses 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, 1,000-year reign. Now, before I read this, there's a lot of good men, God, a lot of Bible scholars who do not believe in the millennial reign of Christ. They're called amillennialists. And the thought is, all is negative, is that negative term. So instead of millennium, they say, I like to use this term, millennials. They don't believe in the millennial reign of Christ. And yet it is so clear in these verses that it's 1,000-year reign. It's, to me, indisputable if you believe God's word. And I happen to believe God's word. Anyway, let's read the first 7 verses and just notice how many times the term 1,000 years is mentioned. Verse number 1, Revelation chapter number 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Before we go any farther, remember the Antichrist and the false prophet were cast into the lake of fire. Now, something's going to happen here that we'll get into it, if not this week, next week. Who is the great dragon? Satan. He's going to take Satan and cast him not into the lake of fire, but into the bottomless pit. And we're going to read that again. I believe that's here somewhere in the earth somewhere. Again, that's a whole another story. But I want you to get that. After the Armageddon, there's a Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. During the tribulation period, we're going to see the unholy Trinity, Satan, that great dragon, Lucifer, the devil, whatever name you want to apply to him. I like to call him that sneaky snake, you know. Anyway, and then you see the Antichrist, and then you see the false prophet. That's the unholy Trinity. Here we see all those three people, if I could use those terms lightly, but individuals. Jesus has power over all these. He's omnipotent. So, see an angel come down from heaven having the key of a bottomless pit and great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent. Even the Bible calls him serpent. He's a snake in the grass, man. That old serpent, which is the devil and Satan. These names are referred to Lucifer. And bound him, here you go, 1,000 years. Verse number 3. and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of God and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, those who did not receive the mark, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. These are those who were during the tribulation, it's talking about. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Verse number 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had not power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Now, if this does not convince you that there is going to be 1,000-year period somewhere in the future, I can't help you. I mean, it's so clear. It's mentioned six times in these verses about 1,000-year reign. We'll get into that a little bit more next week about what that reign and what it entails and all. But this morning, I want to look kind of at a timeline, if you will, about these things. And we looked at the resurrection. It mentioned about the first resurrection. I want to look at that again this morning. But just to stretch your mind again, often I hear about God's kingdom and Christ's kingdom. I'm here to tell you the kingdom is not yet. Amen, preacher. If this was the kingdom, we're in a mess. Are you following? One day, Jesus is going to come and rule and reign and straighten all this out. I'm not being political today, but we got a mess here in this country, all over the world. We're far, far from what, when Jesus said this, or when the disciples came to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, pray in like manner. Now, we call it the model prayer. A lot of people repeat this as some kind of a prayer and all. We're not to repeat it. It's a model prayer. Pray in like manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then he says this, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And you know the rest of it. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespasses. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Okay? Well, when he says in that little phrase, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, let me ask you a question. Is God's will being done on earth today as it is in heaven? Absolutely not. Absolutely. Even in our lives, God wants us to do some things and his will for us in our lives, and we just tend many times to do our will and not the will of the Father. Well, I just want to point out before I get into the meat of the lesson this morning that the kingdom is not yet. The kingdom is future, when Christ will come and rule and reign literally. And we'll look a little bit more about that next week. All right, so you have a time period I want to share with you. Just as a refresher, we've just gone through in our Bible study Daniel's 70th week. That's a we see that in Daniel chapter 9, verse number 27. A 7-year period, Daniel's 70th week is a 7-year period. It's divided into different time segments, if you will, in the book of the Revelation. It's divided into 1,260 days. In Revelation 11:3 and Revelation 12:6. While you're there in Revelation, just turn back a couple chapters. I want you to see this. It's important. These days are important. They're in the Bible, all right? If it's in the Bible, it's important. Revelation 11:3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. That's 1,260 days. Revelation 12:6. And a woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, and they should feed her there 1,260 days. Another 1,260 days that's been specified. I take these literally.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.